John, when you were visiting me a few years ago, you were my dog jumped up on the couch, and you were petting my dog. She's a boxer, so she's one of those smush-nosed, brachycephalic dogs. And you petted her and said, "What did they do to you? What did they do to your face?" What's a dog-shaped dog? You've talked a lot about your dog, Daisy. Dog-shaped dog. What? Uh-huh. What's the shape of a dog?
It's pretty easy. I mean, I feel like all you have to do is think of where dogs came from and look at what shape they are. Now, it's not to say that dogs have to be shaped exactly like wolves, but every shape that is extremely distinctly different from a wolf is, for the most part, a shape that we made as humans by selective breeding, right? And so somebody thought boxers should have a big squished up kind of box shape snout instead of a wolf snout.
Yep.
And so that's what they did over many generations, and they made this dog that looks like that. You know, as you change from the original wolf shape to be distinctly non-wolf shaped in many regards, it becomes less and less dog shaped. The easiest category to look at is proportionally, right? So how long is the body, how long is the neck? How high are the ears? How big is the snout? There's general proportions. Kind of if you, like, I mean, it's changed a little bit because if you ask someone, like, a sign painter to draw a silhouette of a dog, they might end up going with, like, a Labrador, which is more or less dog-shaped, but you could tell it's a Labrador because the snout is a Labrador snout and not, like, a wolf snout,
right?
But if someone makes, like, you know, a Chihuahua or a pug, no one is going to mistake that silhouette for generic dog shape. Like if you saw a sign that had like a pug silhouette, you would like, no pugs here? Is that what it's saying? You wouldn't think it was saying no dog. So I think we all kind of have an innate sense of what dog shaped is, and it is the sort of generic dog. It's not the average dog, because I think toy dogs and all those kind of dogs that are not dog shaped at all are in widespread, you know, existence as pets.
Popularity.
But
sure.
Right. But I think dog-shaped is straight up the middle, more or less wolf-like proportions with minor modifications.
So now, Daisy doesn't look like a wolf. I mean, you obviously do not have to be sort of like rigorously... I mean, you didn't get like a husky or something.
Well, Daisy is
really
a scaled-down wolf. Daisy's a scaled-down wolf shape. Because not all wolves look like the wolf you're picturing in your head, like the big timber wolf. There's lots of different kind of wolves that are, you know, lankier and less muscular. Like, there's a range within wolves. But in general, you can look, again, leg proportion, nose proportion, ears, right? Those are the main things you can look at. How long are the legs compared to the body? How long is the nose compared to the head? And how big are the ears? If you've got big, giant, flappy ears, not wolf-shaped, right? Because no wolf has ears like that. If you've got a nose, it's all squished up, not wolf-shaped. Because we know wolves have a nose that you could grab, like a little snout, right? That's just what wolves have. And legs, you know roughly what proportion they're supposed to be compared to the body. And Daisy fits that. She's just a scaled-down version of that, you know?
What kind is she?
Well, we have no idea.
You have no idea?
She's a random mix of a bunch of things.
Random mix. That's not bad. My previous dog, who was dog-shaped in a way that my current dog is not, she was a dog from the Humane Society, and people would ask us what kind of dog she was, and we would say, she's brown.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's about it. She looked like a dog.
Yeah, I mean, Daisy was a rescue as well, so you take what you get. Like, this is what's available to you, and we have no idea where this dog came from, but this is the dog you get.
I grew up with a dog that was a husky German Shepherd cross, and so very much a dog-shaped dog, and very kind of wolf-like in a way. And so I get it. I get, you know, that there's sort of like the fundamental dogginess of that versus something that is like, it's not like a dog anymore, it's like a breed, you know, it's its own silhouette almost at that point, whether it's a poodle or a boxer or a chihuahua or a pug or what, you know, whatever it is, it's like the shape of its breed instead of sort of a dog silhouette. We were taking a walk the other week and there was a coyote that we came upon sunning itself, and then it saw us and it ran away. And again, you know, they're skinny, but like they're that shape too. It's the, you know, a dog or a coyote. There's that moment where you're like, is that a dog? No, that's a coyote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have coyotes here too. And yeah, that whole kind of range of like from the big timber wolf down to the little skinny coyote. Like, there is variance in that range in terms of proportions, but there is a, it's much closer than any of like the world of dog breeds that we've created as humans.
Would you get, and then would you believe, a DNA test of Daisy?
We thought about it a few times. Every time we look at it, we see the price and we're like, yeah, I don't care that much because they're expensive, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't, like, honestly, I don't really care, but people do keep asking me, oh, what breed is she? And we're like, I don't know. Like, we have, even the vet, like, when you go to the vet, you have to, like, write something down for breeds. So we were like,
mixed.
Yeah. Like, beagle, border, collie, something or other. Like, yeah. the worst part is, like, we know what the mom looked like. I've got a picture of the mom, and the mom looks nothing like Daisy. So that doesn't really help. No idea who the dad is. And then we saw all of Daisy's siblings because she was part of a litter. And some of her siblings look like her, and some of her siblings are like brown and white. I mean, there's some similarity. Some of her siblings are more beagle-y, so it makes me think there might be some beagle in the mix in terms of the ears. But the mom doesn't look like any particular breed either, so it's hard to tell. And we are curious just to know like where she gets whatever behavioral quirks that she gets from, you know, various breeds, because chances are good that she is a mix of three or four of the human-created breeds.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows?
That was the case with our dog too, is they had seen the mom and the other, she was born at the shelter in San Francisco. So they had seen the mom and they had, who they'd picked up pregnant on the street in Berkeley and brought her in. So she would, had her babies, had her litter there. And we saw her sisters, but her brothers had all been adopted the week before. I think just literally just because the neuter surgery recovery time is less than the spay, or you can do it sooner. Yeah. And so they described the siblings, and we got to see the girl siblings. But it's that same game, which is like, well, the mom is sort of, I think they said sort of houndy. And we're like, well, what does that mean? And and literally her siblings, they were all shaped the same. And it was just a matter of, they went from light brown to black. And the light brown one was the least fuzzy. And the black one was the most kind of fuzzy. And literally that was it. So it's like, I don't know. They all looked sort of shepherdy, but sort of houndy. And, you know, and that's the story I was going to get to. And you jumped there, which is, it's the story people who have dogs. I don't want to say owners, you know, they're guardians or I just say that it's like my dog and I'm my dog's person. And that's how that works. We tell ourselves these stories of like, oh, maybe it's this breed or maybe it's that breed. And the DNA test, you know, I feel like, first off, I don't know if I believe it. But second, even if I do believe it, it's really just sort of giving me a specific story to tell. They're like feeding me my narrative that then I can build a narrative of the history of this dog from, which is fun. But also, yeah, it's not necessary. We did one for our dog because she's very, very small for a boxer. And I thought maybe she's not just a boxer. And so we turn it in. And one of the things you fill in, which I think is suspicious, is what breed do you think your dog is? I'm like, are you just going to? And then they just sent me back a thing saying, yep, she's a boxer, 100%. And I'm like, is this a scam?
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I'd say is like, because of all the selective breeding and the relative shallowness of the gene pools and the purebreds, that probably is pretty easy to pick out the markers of of the particular strains. But at a certain point, it just becomes a mess.
Yeah. Anyway, this is dog talk.
It's different from snail talk. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Slightly. Robot.